the real and significant culture of the heart start from cosmic consciousness. When the mind has gained fullest possible expansion in the unbounded awareness, then yet the heart has a chance to swell more and more, because the value of the heart is in increasing love, and love by nature is unifying. Love is unifying. It's the greatest harmonizing power in life. It just harmonizes. Now, this is a very beautiful aspect of human existence, that when the mind has expanded greatly, what has the mind done to life? It has brought to awareness two separate elements, self and non-self. It has done a terrible job. At least in this state of ignorance, one didn't know that there are two aspects of life. One is I and the other is non-I. Even though one knows that Mike is separate from me and this and this and this, but there is so much of unifying influence in this state of ignorance, and that's how ignorance continues to be. That when I see the flower occupies my mind, and I'm one with the flower, and even though I don't know myself, but I know what that flower is there. In the state of ignorance, and that's how ignorance also is lived and is liked by the people. Mirage of ignorance. Mirage of unity. Flower, and then even though my unboundedness, the real nature of I, pure consciousness, shadowed by the image of the flower, but that is what I enjoy. So even the mirage, even the overshadowing structure of ignorance has a value, because it unites the subject and the object. It unites. This is the value of ignorance, and that is how, if this uniting aspect is not contained in the quality of ignorance, then ignorance would never become a living reality. Ignorance is a living reality. One enjoys in the field of bondage, enjoys in the field of ignorance, because that ignorance also has some, it offers some beautiful field of unity, even though it is realistically not very encouraging to the unboundedness of unity, but it has its own value. And that is how, and that is why life is lived. That is how life still continues to evolve, even though remaining in the field of ignorance. But evolution is possible, because even this ignorance has that factor of uniting, unifying. It is at the cost of that unboundedness, but it has some value of uniting. So, what sustains life is the factor that unites. Whether the life is sustained in the state of ignorance or in the state of unity. But life is sustained, it is lived, and it continues to evolve only because that unifying factor is there, even if it is misleading, but it's there. So, it is this unifying factor of love that starts to function with great zeal and enthusiasm from the level of cosmic consciousness when the two aspects of life have been thrown apart, the self and the non-self. Because the instrument of unification can only show its efficiency of functioning when there are two things given and gradually the two are brought to one. The instrumentation of unity, the real work of unifying life, so that in that state of unified state, life could eternally be lived in abundance on both levels, subjective and objective. Both levels, subjective and objective, life has to be unbounded, infinite, eternal. And therefore, the process of evolution starts on the direct mechanics of unity when the two aspects of life have become a living reality, self and non-self. When two have become the living reality of daily life, one acts and yet one is a witness to one's action. One is sleeping and yet one is a witness to one's sleep. When one is able to enjoy sleep, then begins the process of full awakening. Ordinarily, one falls asleep and one is gone, not even able to enjoy what sleep is. Only in cosmic consciousness one really enjoys sleep, because one experiences what sleep is. One is awake and yet sleeping. This experience of sleep is not available in any other state except cosmic consciousness. One sleeps, one gets the benefit of sleep. But one does not know what sleep is. During that state of deep sleep, one is off somewhere else. But only in cosmic consciousness, one is awake to sleep, as one is awake to waking, as one is awake to dreaming. So, even the relative states of life are not enjoyed if one has not risen to CC. Look to the mirage of life. One even has not the ability to enjoy sleep. How then such a man can possibly enjoy what waking is? This is called fooling around. Just that, fooling around, not knowing what is where, not knowing what one is doing, but keep on busy all the time. I have no time. No time for anything, just fooling around. This is life in ignorance, not knowing what one is, not knowing what other thing is, but yet engaged in performance, engage in behavior, not knowing what it is, just but engage, like that. Life in ignorance deprives a man of even the joy of sleep. That much deep ignorance, and that ignorance about the self. And when self has been gained means it has come to our awareness, and then the non-self is this, all this, and the self is this, and the So the world has been thrown apart in two segments, objective and subjective. Objective and subjective. When the two has gone apart, then life begins to be a little bit uncomfortable, because life is one wholeness. And when it is cognized in terms of segments, this and this, spontaneously the mechanics of nature rises to unify life. And this unification, this growth from CC on, is brought about by mainly culturing of the heart. Mind has been cultured enough, and the culture of the mind has thrown the creation in two segments, subjective and objective. This is what the mind has done. The heart accepts the challenge of the mind, and it starts to unite the two segments of life. The heart starts to unite. The whole culture of the personality from the state of cosmic consciousness on is brought about by the culture of the heart. Heart plays the main role in rising to God consciousness. Heart. The quality of the heart is to appreciate. Love is what? Appreciation. Appreciation is love. Acceptance. And this quality, when grows, it accepts. The crude is not dominating the vision. Something subtle is dominating the vision. The mother doesn't mind what the child says, because deep within is the soul of the child, which is the soul of the mother. So, one together. Surface value of separation doesn't matter. It is the refined vision of love that doesn't mind the surface crudeness. It only appreciates. Someone whom you love, don't mind the mistakes. Someone whom you don't love, you shroud him with mistakes, even if he is not mistaken. Lack of love. Hatred is negative love. That lack of love will even put in more crudeness. And love will just wash off all crudeness. Some subtle will come up. Some good will come up. So, this tenderness of perception enables one to appreciate more tender values of life and be unmindful of the cruder values. Nobody bothers about the crude. Something fine there, something beautiful there. So, the refinement of vision, which marks the growth from cosmic consciousness to God consciousness. This refinement of perception is brought about by the improved level of the heart, expanded capacity of the heart. And therefore, the path between cosmic consciousness and God consciousness is called the path of devotion, the path of love. Devotion. Devotion doesn't like reasoning. Love knows no reason. That is that proverb. It is the spontaneous quality of the heart, not based on reason, which is the glory of the mind. All reason that the mind is established in self, non-self. Evidently, one experiences self, non-self. There may be all the absolute reason for the self and non-self to be two. There is an absolute reason. Self is absolute. Non-self is relative. Relative is changing manifest. Absolute, non-changing, unmanifest. The two have nothing to do with each other as far as their structure is concerned. One is relative, one is absolute. This absolute reason for these two to be separate is not enough for the heart to compromise. It rises to unite them both together in spite of the absolute, fixed, immovable, unchallengeable reason that the two are two. Love knows no reason. It must unite. In the state of cosmic consciousness, the two are the realities of life. Heart rises, takes courage to even unite these two absolutely different values of life. The heart doesn't mind that they cannot be united, but it rises in its effort to unite them. Absolutely impossible is the unity of the relative with the absolute. But the heart takes a courage, it knows no reason. It just swells in its quality and rises in the light of love and starts to appreciate the non-self gradually towards the value of the self. Gradually, and not directly towards the value of the self, but directly, not minding the crude of the surface value of the object and allowing the vision to fall on the more delicate, subtle, hidden value of the object, and gradually, not minding more and more the gross and minding more and more the subtle, the power of love, the light of love brings in the most delicate value of the object on the surface of cognition. And then the cognition is very, very rich. This rich cognition of the object, celestial value of the object, somehow fascinates the self. And then the self, which is absolutely in its characteristics separate from it, starts to melt as if melt. Or, if we can't accept the melting of the absolute, fine, don't allow it to melt. Now, let us melt the finest relative into the value of the infinity. In the same process of unfolding more and more delicate aspect of the object, and not minding the cruder aspect of the surface value of the object, and digging deeper and deeper, more and more delicate value of the object, and then the object has been appreciated in the supreme, relative, celestial value. And then the power of love is beginning to rejoice over the achievement, and more love, because then the object is more fascinating and more fascinating and more fascinating. And then this rising wave of love even takes the value of the object from the supreme celestial to the infinite transcendental value of being. And when this has been gained, then the swelling of the heart starts to rest. And then the heart has accomplished its purpose. The full development of the heart has united the ever separate value of the absolute and the non-relative, the unity of which the mind could not have conceived without the full development of the heart, without the help of the heart. The mind wouldn't have conceived the unity of the non-self with the self. The unity of the manifest and unmanifest is simply unconceivable on the level of intellect. But heart came to support, came to help this perilous state of intellect, which cannot for any reason have even a conception of the absolute and the relative being united in one phase. It is the value of the heart that has made it possible for the mind or intellect to gain conviction that I am that, and thou art that, and all this is that. This intellectual understanding on the part of the mind or intellect comes to be realized when, with the help of the heart, the two completely separate from one another, self and non-self, have come to shake hands with each other, to stand on the same level. When the object is cognized in terms of the subject, this is, you see, unity. Then the mind analyzes, yes, yes, it's really, we were not two, we are one.
Vishnustavate Virjaya Mrugam. सं समिद्युवासे वृषन्नग्ने विश्वान्यन्या
तृतीयः पिता जानीतौ खधीनामपां गर्भं यदध
इळस्पदे समिध्यसे स नो वसो
यज्ञोपवीतां उपनहियामि यज्ञोपवीतां।